I'm going to be reading from the very last paragraph of Matthew. That's chapter 28, verses 16 onwards, the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
Thank you, Sharon. And we're just going to hand over to Sheila in a moment. Before we do that, let's just take a moment to pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage. We thank you for your word. And Lord, as we read it and as we think about it, it becomes alive to us. So we thank you for that, Lord. And we pray for Sheila now as she brings your word to us. May it be alive in us. May it live in us through how we live our lives. Pray that you bless Sheila as she brings her message to us this morning. Amen. Thank you, Sheila.
Good morning. It's lovely to be with you again. I can't see you, but I know we're all together, and that's just so important, isn't it? We're all together with Jesus in our midst. Our theme today is mission. We're actually continuing the theme of Jesus' resurrection appearances to his disciples. And this one, as you've just heard beautifully read for us, is from Matthew. Now, Matthew doesn't actually give many appearances of Jesus. It doesn't happen there. He just appeared to the women in the garden, and told them to take a message to the disciples to go to a particular mountain in Galilee, which they did. And it was here on this mountain that Jesus came to him. When they saw him, they worshipped him. Interesting to note that little word of doubt there. You know, it must have been such an incredibly difficult time for those disciples to understand fully what was going on. They were trying, but it was obviously quite difficult. But then Jesus did speak to them. And this is what he said. We've just heard it. I'll say it again, these few words. "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Well, that's certainly mission, isn't it? They were to carry on the work that Jesus had begun, the work he was doing. And I've actually picked 3 points out of that. There's probably plenty in there, but just 3 to speak on briefly this morning. The first point is the authority of Jesus. The second one is the commission that he gave them. And the third one, of course, the promise of his presence with them. So first of all, the authority of Jesus. You know, in Matthew's gospel, the authority of Jesus is quite a major theme all the way through. Do you remember we're told that as a teacher, he had authority. The people were whispering this among themselves. Who is this? This man is speaking with authority. His many miracles showed his authority over sickness and over the things in the natural order as well. He told the people, and particularly the religious leaders, that he had authority to forgive sins. This got him into big trouble. He imparted authority to his disciples when he sent them out 2 by 2. Do you remember that bit? It was almost like a trial run for them. And of course, we know now, of course, that his resurrection proves his authority beyond doubt. He had conquered death itself. He is the Messiah, the Son of God. I was trying to think on how to describe what authority is. I'm sure you can think up much better examples than I have. But the one I came up with is if I went out into the middle of the road, put my hand up like this and said to the traffic, "Stop, only go down there." They'd be thinking, goodness me, what's she doing? They would probably ignore me or want to know what I was playing at. But what if it was a man with a blue uniform on? I went and did that. They'd stop, wouldn't they? They'd stop and they'd do what he told them to do because he had the authority, which I didn't have. Jesus has given all authority on heaven and on earth. That's what he has and that's what he's passing on. He gives that divine authority over everything. And here he is passing it on. It was like passing the baton on in a relay race. And he didn't say, this is just for you disciples now. It's about passing the baton on from generation to generation. You and I now have available to us in our ministry the power and the authority of Jesus. So why did Jesus give this authority? Because he gave his disciples a commission, and through them, us as well. You know, when I started thinking about what I was going to be preaching today, two or three weeks ago now, I got stuck on the first sentence of this commission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. It was that word go that got me. I'm an evangelist. I'm trained as an evangelist in the Anglican Church. And at this moment, where can I go? We've had one of those letters from the government saying that Paul was very vulnerable. We can't go very far. We've had to shelter an awful lot. We have gone out a little bit, but not a great deal. And as I was sort of pondering this before God, I felt he actually spoke to me. And he said, very clearly, where is the ends of your earth now? Where are your ends? When I looked out the window and said, I can see it. This is the ends of my earth at the moment. And that was all that happened. But it started me thinking, what can I do now at this moment? You see, my mission from God is to share the gospel. And obviously I'm ringing people up from my Wednesday group and I'm ringing friends up and family up, spending a lot of time on the telephone and on Zoom meetings. But what can I actually do to bring the gospel to other people? I can treat them well when I see them, but do I want to do more? And then I was reading a Church Army memo that came through, and it was just giving ideas that other people had used during this time. And one of them was to write cards to their neighbours. And put a little card in each door in their very local neighbourhood and say, I'm thinking of you, I'm wishing you well, and I'm praying for you. Is there anything you'd like us to pray for you? So I thought, I can do that. So I rounded up all my cards that had nothing written in them. Many of them were Tina's, which was lovely. And I wrote them, and they had just about enough to get to the local neighbourhood. And I did that, and Paul put them round for me. And I can't tell you the response I had. It was astounding, and it still is. It's amazing, isn't it? Do you know, people were just lifted, they said. You know, I spoke to somebody who told me, when we moved in, took us round for coffee straight away, but made sure we knew they wanted nothing to do with our Christianity, thank you. He said to me in the garden, this very old man, oh, you have no idea how that lifted us today. And somebody else said to me, that couldn't have come at a better time for me. And the whole atmosphere in our little close, which has always been friendly, the atmosphere has changed. People are being different. They are being extra kind to each other. The people who can get out and about are offering to go and buy fish and chips for us all and things like that. It's just amazing. It's the beginning of something. And as I talk with them just over fences, I have opportunities to bring Jesus in. So, of course, there's cards and there's telephone. These things open doors for us. That's the important thing, to talk about Jesus and to share his love. Everyone has different ways to help. Many of you will be able to get out and about. Many of you are working, and we do pray for you as you go to work. But wherever you are, ask Jesus what to do. Ask him how you can just go at this time, and you'll be amazed what he can tell you. maybe it is just to pray for people, which is not just. It's so important that you're there for them. So what did Jesus then tell the disciples to do? He told them to make disciples, to baptize them, and to teach them. Not much, really. Our longing is to see many more people come to know and love Jesus for themselves. So we tell what we know. Because you see, knowing Jesus is good news all the time. And my goodness, it's good news at the moment. Can you tell in words what you know about Jesus? If you can't, start thinking about it. What can you say about Jesus in your life? What has he done for you? Perhaps write down some things. Remind yourself just who he is and what he's done. This is your testimony, and it's so important that we have it ready when the opportunities arrive. We can serve people, which we all do, but can we talk about why we do it? The other part of this commission is about baptizing and teaching. Jesus wants people to be wholly committed to him, a decision really to follow him. For some, this can be baptism. Others will have been baptized, and it's about a decision. Then we are to help them grow as Christians. It's a bit like birth, isn't it? The beginning of a journey. We are to teach people about Jesus, who he is, and how he wants us to live, and how we are to follow him, and how are we to continue his work. We're already doing that as a church in so many ways, but we all need to keep learning and growing. What does Jesus want us to do in this time? You know, when those women met Jesus at the empty tomb, they bowed down in worship. They were in awe of him. They got up and went and did what he told them. And you know, when we meet Jesus, this is what we do. We obey him. So how on earth are we all going to do this? Well, we've been offered the authority of Jesus. We've been told what to do, make disciples and teach them to obey him and be like him. But now we have this promise, which will enable us to fulfill everything, the promise of the presence of Jesus. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. You know, being told by Jesus to go and conquer the world for him must have been staggering for those first disciples, as it is for us. You can almost feel their hearts sinking as they listened. But no sooner was that command given than the promise followed. They were sent out on a huge task, as we are now, but with the greatest possible presence. Jesus has died. He has risen and has sent the Holy Spirit to be with us forever. Wow. Jesus is with us in everything we do and say. Jesus loves us completely and will never abandon us at all. We need him every day in all that we do. Are you thankful that he is with you now in what we are all coping with? Gosh, I'm thankful. Some days are not easy, are they? But I'm so thankful that I know Jesus is with me and loving me no matter what. And I'm sure you know that too and experience it. Acknowledge and thank him every day and walk with him. You know, the greatest commission is about knowing Jesus, living for him, and obeying his greatest commandment to love God and to love our neighbour. Be aware of his presence with you and be blessed.